Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with a wild game one of the NHL Western Conference Finals. The Avalanche win game one 8-6. Yes, this is a hockey game, not a baseball game. 8-6, 14 goals combined in this game. 3 goals were scored in every single period. Cale Makar with 3 points, Connor McDavid with 3 points. Neither goalie made it to the end of the game. Just a wild, wild playoff win. Cool stat about this game. The Oilers currently lead the NHL in playoff goals scored and playoff goals allowed. They gotta get a real goalie in there. Let's go to some WNBA scores. Mystics over Fever, 87-75. Got the Sky with a close and intense win over the Mercury, 73-70. The Aces with an 89-91 win over the Sun, 24 for AJ Wilson in a big game. And then the Sparks with a 93-91 win over the Dallas Wings. Let's go to some news. More than a dozen PGA Tour players, including two-time major champion Dustin Johnson, are included in the field for the first LIV Golf Invitational Series event, which will be played next month outside of London. The list of 42 players was released by LIV Golf on Tuesday night. It also includes longtime PGA Tour players Sergio Garcia, Kevin Na, Ian Poulter, Charles Schwartzel, and Lee Westwood. Six-time major champion Phil Mickelson was not included in the list of players released on Tuesday. They had previously said its events would include 48 players competing in 12 teams of 4 players. The final 6 spots will be filled by players invited by CEO Greg Norman and qualifiers from an Asian Tour event. Mickelson, who skipped the Masters and the PGA Championship, an event he won last year, was among the players who requested a release from the PGA Tour to compete in the first LIV golf event. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is facing a 23rd active civil lawsuit over alleged inappropriate sexual conduct. In the 23rd civil case filed on Tuesday in Texas against Watson, the lawsuit states that the plaintiff had her first massage session with Watson during the summer of 2020 and that, quote, his behavior grew worse during the third and final massage. She alleged in the lawsuit that Watson exposed himself to her, touched the woman between the legs, and repeatedly requested her to have sex with him. According to the lawsuit, the woman changed her mind about suing Watson after watching HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel last week. On that show, two women, Ashley Solis and Kyla Hayes, who have also accused Watson of inappropriate sexual conduct, criticized the Browns for giving the quarterback an NFL record $230 million guaranteed after trading for him back in March. Rafael Nadal beats rival Novak Djokovic in a 4-set quarterfinal showdown at the French Open. With a mix of brilliant shot-making and his trademark resilience, Nadal got past the top-seeded defending French Open champion Djokovic in 5 sets to move a step closer to his 14th championship at the Clay Court Grand Slam tournament and what would be his 22nd major trophy overall, adding to records that he already owns. Nadal turns 36 on Friday. He will face third-seeded Alexander Zverev in the semifinals. Aaron Donald is reportedly at peace with his career if no deal with the Los Angeles Rams can be reached. The Rams have acknowledged that they are working on a new contract for Donald, who is signed through the 2024 season, but has no guaranteed money left on his deal. At the annual league meeting in March, Rams coach Sean McVay said that he was relieved that Donald had decided to return for the 2023 season, saying, quote, it ain't about the money, it's a business at the end of the day. That's what you got to see. For me, it's about winning. I don't want to play football if I can't win anyway. So I feel like if I got an opportunity to win another Super Bowl, then it makes sense to play. Italy legend Giorgio Chiellini signs with Los Angeles Football Club. The 37-year-old defender, who is third on Juventus' all-time appearance list behind Alessandro Del Piero and Gianluigi Buffon, announced earlier this month that he'd be moving on from the Turin Giants at the end of the season. Chiellini joined Juve in 2004 from Livorno, going on to win 9 league titles and 5 Italian Cups during his time with the old lady. Moments we're watching today, Rangers Lightning Game 1 Eastern Conference Finals. Can the Rangers slay the mighty 2-time reigning champs? Should be an awesome, awesome series. Some WNBA games as well. Lynx and Dreams at 7 p.m. And then Fever Liberty also at 7 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we've got 3 lines for you guys tonight. Lightning a +198 as a 1.5 goal favorite. I don't love that, but give me the -126 money line for them to win outright. Then how about a -184 money line for the Dream to take down the Lynx? On this day in sports history, back in 1987, Cleveland Indians pitcher Phil Niekro beats the Detroit Tigers 9-6. For his 314th MLB victory, combining with Joe Niekro, his brother, for the most combined wins by brothers in baseball history with 530. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTeen, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moment in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.